Gray.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, you?
Just waiting for a new saw to get back. My bow saw broke a blade, and so I'm getting a new limb ripper and a new small, like a $2 saw from the pawn shop. Charlie's up there looking at some things. So I've just been carving today, just making things out of wood, stuff we need, poles and stakes and billets and tools, basically.
Right.
Somebody died in my game, so they're having a big memorial for this guy of COVID.
Oh,
And
bummer.
also Elizabeth II is a topic, is a real hot topic there, because there's a lot of people from England. Uh-oh, hold on, that's Charlie. I'll get right back to you. Hang on.
All right. That doesn't
Right. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The neighbor said something about dogs barking. Our dog is up here in one of the dogs is up there barking in his own yard. Like he's at home. But she called and said something about traffic going up to damn, that's a big spotter to something about a neighbor some having traffic going up to Trisha's house. The guy says, I haven't had anybody up here. The roommate. She does this every now and again. She's just sometimes I guess she gets lonely and needs some something, to make her life exciting.
Or
But no, these dogs are here barking in their own yard, so
she's hallucinating.
yeah, it could be. Could be. I said no, Joe just drove by though. The husband that does the tree service just drove by. I waved to him. I'm out here carving. I got a pretty good sized billet going. This other one here is split, so I'm gonna try to turn it around, but it's got knots on that side. But yeah. Oh man, these are pieces of black walnut.
Yeah.
This is a seasoned piece right here. This is a very, very strong piece of wood right here. Very, 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 very severely hard wood. Here, let me pick this up out of the. I had to get me a new anvil, new wooden anvil, Which is basically just a stump,
All right, all right.
you have a stump to sit on and a stump to you put whatever you're carving. If you're removing big bits of wood from the log, then you use like a hatchet or I've got this thing that's like half of a machete, only heavy, you can remove the big pieces with that, and then you can start whittling. And then when you're done with that, you can start sanding. So, but whatever, Just making tools, getting geared up for the winter, man. Oh, I'm so excited about it getting just cooling off. It's starting to cool off in the evening for sure. I think we're in the mid to high 60s at night, or down to, or actually in the low 60s and even like in the high 50s at night. But it's still getting up to 81, in the day. It's pretty sweaty out there, and the mosquitoes are pretty bad. So, you know, but it's that time of year. You know, the mosquitoes are always bad before it starts to cool off for good during the day. But so what's up with you?
Not much. I was listening to the live feed that NASA gave their briefing today.
Right.
And in that, they announced that they're targeting the 23rd. So it looks like they're trying to get a waiver from the range team, which is the individuals that certify the batteries for the system on, you know, how far it can go and stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So they already had an extension of like 25 days, and they're looking to extend it a lot further. But when I heard that, I figured, well, shit, last time Best Western upped their rates to $400, I'll go see what the rates are. And when they were like $100, I went, well, let me go ahead and just reserve it in case. In case I get the gumption to head back down there.
Right, right.
And the first night is the 22nd, the night before it. And I used the free night that I earned from the stays that we just did.
Right.
And the next night's the night of the launch, so we wouldn't have to get the fuck out of there real quick. We could spend the night and relax on the way home, drive home well rested. And then, in case they postpone it, I don't know which or how long it would be, because they could say, well, we're not going to go on the 23rd, we're going to try it on the 24th. So I went ahead and reserved a day at a time all the way up to the 27th. So if it goes on the 23rd, I can cancel all the other ones after the 23rd. Or I'll have a $400 a night room for $100.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I should save these chips. I think I'm going to do that. Sorry, I'm out in my yard again.
That's all right.
These are black walnut chips. I could use them to smoke meat.
Yeah.
You know, just put them in a wet tray. A metal tray, whatever. But, oh, man, this wood is so... It's so hard. It's hardcore, man. It's very, very...
Oh, yeah. It's tough stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's so... The grain is so beautiful. It's really pretty stuff. Wow, even though this one billet that I made is a very, very primitive billet, all I've done is remove enough of the material off of one end of the log, the knotty end, you know, the knot-free end, so that it's big enough for it to, you know, to fit in my hand. Now I got a mallet, you know?
Yeah, I saw that walnut sitting up there, and it had some pretty central color in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Often the logs will be darker in the center, so you get some real... color changes in your wood, man. It's whatever. It's really tough stuff, man. I love it. But that's one of the ways you can, if you see that the trunk has been cut or a limb has been cut and the center of it is darker than what's on the outside, then you know, plus you identify it by its leaves. It's
right.
Fairly easy to identify this particular tree.
Right.
But these are some good looking chips right here. I'm like, okay. I'll save a bundle of these. And we'll smoke a piece of venison or, you know, maybe some steaks or something like that.
Yeah.
If we ever get to where we can afford around house poor until May, you know. Otherwise, I'd be like, well, hell, you know, I'll just pitch in a couple $100 and we can do it. But, ooh, nice chill on the wind there. I like that. But, yeah, right now I'm kind of not able to do much of anything, you know. I'm getting a $2 saw because I can't afford a $300 one.
Right.
It's one. It's not the price. It's what it does. You know. They're really, really good saws. They really are. They're folding saws often. You know, and they have a long pole, or not a long pole, but like it's from your hand to your elbow, so that you can get two hands on it.
Right.
Therefore, one guy can take take limbs off of a fallen tree, you know?
Right.
And so, and I took this one piece, I took this piece off of the trees. I told you they put up a new phone pole. We walked down there to where the phone pole was.
Right.
And yeah, so there, so that tree was off to the side and my saw broke. The saw I have broke. So she just went up there just to get a blade for it and wound up showing me this other $2 saw. I'm like, yes, that's fine. But yeah, it broke. So I had to go back with a hatchet, you know, and it made a less pretty cut, you know, but whatever, still, I got a good, it's a pretty good billet, man.
Well, that's what counts.
Solid, solid piece of hardwood, you know?
So I posted to that atheist guy that we watched a couple of his videos.
Yeah.
And one comment to my original post, he highlighted as like, you know, a top response to me. And it was, yeah. She was saying that she drowned at 7 and there was darkness, there was nothing. So I said that, you know, I've read that cold water drownings can trigger the mammalian effect, which puts you in a kind of stasis. And,
right.
And I basically told her that before my car wreck, I was an atheist. I was a lights out kind of guy. And now I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
Right.
And it was interesting that, you know, she says, well, I don't come here to debate people. And she was debating me.
Right.
And then it's not that, that,
I don't come here to debate people, but I'll make an exception in your case because I'm already doing it.
It's not that, I don't think there's a deity. It's just until there's absolute proof. It's not that I have a closed mind to there being a deity, but until I have absolute proof, and that's basically saying that until there's absolute proof, you don't believe that, so you have a closed mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I pointed that out, and then I gave the example about a scientist, an atheist, is quick to believe in the multiverse, where there's an infinite number of universes, and then a scientist is really quick to say that there can't be a deity in any of them. And I said, you know, that's basically the scientist is claiming to have omnipotent knowledge.
Right.
And she basically comes back with, well, I don't know about that multiverse thing, but please, please.
Yeah.
And I basically said that being an atheist is just as bad as being a theist.
It is. I mean, if you're, it's just like saying the far left is as bad as the far right, and the reason why is because they're both far, you know.
Right. Right. Far. They're at the both so, at the ends know. Of they're both at the ends of the bell curve. They're both they're both extreme.
Yeah, extreme. Yeah, that's it. So but it's really the same thing, you know, it's the same approach or the same stance, you know what I mean? And it really is a classic stance to say, well, until I have proof. Now here's the thing when it comes to religion though. Christianity is faith-based religion, so the whole point is that you believe without seeing the actual proof.
Yeah, that's the leap.
The faith comes in, right?
Called the leap of faith.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't understand how she can. I don't know. Whatever. It's typical. You know. It's typical. I guess classic wasn't.
And scientists believe that their equations amount to proof. And I point out to scientists that your 0.0 is a mistake. And I was reading in one comment section on a video about the findings of the Webb telescope suggesting that the Big Bang theory is incorrect because of the structure of the galaxies that contain stars that are billion years older than the Big Bang.
Right.
So it's... the observation doesn't match up, so they're going to create something. Well, one of the comments, the guy was saying, well, you know, I used to believe that the Big Bang was settled because when I was in college, I did all the relativity math, and I just took it as true because the math added up.
Right, yeah.
So math has become the deity.
Hasn't it, though?
Yeah. But if it is so simple that the axiom, the number line, has misled science, and that if they use my axiom, that it becomes a steady state universe, It's too simple. It's just too fucking simple for them to fathom.
Shit.
It's because they have to give up their language that they've lived with all their lives.
Yes, and that is hard to do. I mean,
yeah, it is. It is.
I finally decided that I just wasn't gonna, that I wasn't gonna really be Christian anymore. It kind of took a minute because I've been so used to it. But then once I got on the other side, I was like, why did it take me so long? This doesn't make sense to me anyway. And you know, whatever. It just didn't. And the people, you know, again, the people. I always just got creeped out by lots of the people of the church. Now, I didn't when I went to Calvary Chapel. The pastor was really cool. And a lot of the congregation, you know, they're like long hair, tie dyes, that kind of thing, you know. But, I mean, and that's just me, right? That's just me.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whatever. But I, you know, it does kind of take a minute to get the taste out of your mouth of whatever it is. You know, if it's just, you know, it's familiarity, you know, and it just takes a minute, you know.
Yeah, so, but that's true with everything is that
we
are those creatures of habit, and the habits are hard to break.
Yes. Yes, they are. But
especially if those habits are giving us an endorphin release.
Right.
And that's
which is a thing that happens. You know, that's a thing. Christianity does that.
Right. And that's what they do when they go through all their healing stuff. They're going through their endorphins to generate an ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yep. You know, so, and you know, I never really truly felt that. I just thought that, you know, the fact that I didn't ever really get any kind of response at all was something that I was just like, okay, we're not supposed to get a response. We're supposed to just have faith. And then it all comes home, you know, when we die, you know, or according to the prophecy, whenever the rapture happens, you know.
Well, to me, though, when an atheist says, well, you've got to give me proof. Well, underlying it all, this universe should not exist.
Yeah, at all. So there's that.
High probability is that this place should not be here. But right. Since it is here, it opens the door that there is a deity somewhere. But I think what atheists confuse is the God that religion says that wrote the book, that this is what you have to follow, that God is too restrictive for them. And since that God doesn't fit their sense of right and wrong,
must not be true.
Right. And they reject everything else that's associated with it. So they close their minds. And that's the same with flat earthers. That's the same with big bangers. That's the same with everything. But the
yes,
Noel.
I really did try to seek diligently.
Well, clearly, in our conversations, in our conversations on the trip, your knowledge is depth. Your depth of knowledge is quite vast.
It's nothing like it used to be. But I had a concordance to go with my Bibles, you know, and I was going to be standing in a pulpit, you know, so that's the only reason why.
Yeah, so it's was like Johnny. Music. Johnny was going to do that too.
Yeah, and I would have been good, but you're not supposed to do it because you're good at it. You're supposed to do it because you've been called to do it. Well, I never was called. I'm just good at addressing groups of people. I can stand up in front of 10 or 10,000. It doesn't matter to me. And I won't, you know, whatever. No matter how much butterflies I have in my stomach, I'll still get out there and you know, and say whatever it is, give my TED talk or, you know, whatever it is, you know, or sermon, you know, have you.
Or perform on stage in a band.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, stand up and yeah, you know.
Right. It's to express yourself. That's where when you become that individual and you're no longer following the pack, that's where the butterflies begin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes people get nervous just standing before large crowds. And I think
that's because they're separated from the pack. The pack is what's sitting in the audience. They're now separated from it.
Yes. Yes. And all of their eyes are upon you.
Right.
Right. So you're afraid, you don't want to mess up. And people will choke under those. Now I kind of thrive in that. And, you know, I do well with that, you know, give me an audience and I'll ham it up. But But that's not a very good reason. And I heard that from more than one church and from more than one, you know, like everyone agrees, if you're actually going to go through with, you know, going to the seminary and you know, becoming a preacher, pastor, you know, whatever, minister, you know, the guy, I was going to be a pastor. Pastor Sandy was the guy that was hooking me up with that. And, you know, like Donnie and I went to that church for a few years, man. We were there for a while. So, you know, but in the end, it really wasn't the thing that I was supposed to do. And I just feel confident in that, you know, just kind of a feeling. What is your problem, dog? Are you retarded? What? Sorry, he's got a bone in his mouth. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like dog nip, you know, whatever. Whatever. It's a little puppy. Don't choke on that. Oh, I saw a baby turtle.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit. Turtle. Yeah, all the way up here by the HAV unit.
Huh.
Came all the way up here from the creek, you know. So, oh, that's actually a pretty good billet right there. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. It's a good first one. Sorry, I'm admiring. I'm still kind of whittling. Yeah, looks pretty cool. Nice now, boy. I'm pretty happy with this. It doesn't look very attractive. Really, but it's effective, you know?
Right.
So, it's like a leg of lamb.
Right. Right.
Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty good. I can do plenty of work with that. It's really hard to work with it as just a batten or a log, you know? It's harder to work with. All right, you guys, are you chewing up my bark? You can have it. This knife needs to be sharpened. I'll have to sharpen this knife. Whatever. Yeah, let me stab this in the ground here, or in the anvil. There we go. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, I have yet to hear an atheist or a scientist refute that little brain teaser where I say that if you believe in multiverse, then you have to accept that in one of those infinite number of universes, there could be a deity. And since you must accept that mathematically, it's this mathematical probabilities and statistics, because when you extend out to an infinite amount of universes, the probability goes way up that in one of them there could be a deity.
Absolutely. And you're talking about an infinite number.
Right, so right.
Of course there would be. And it probably, almost, you're just saying in one, but that's probable if that's the model, that there would be many deities and many different...
Right,
you know,
right, right.
You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right. But getting them to accept one is hard enough, much less saying there's probably even more. So in that, I've never had one of them come back saying, well, that's wrong because of this. It basically shuts them down because it's a Chinese finger trap. The more you push into it, the less you can pull out. That you can't get out of this logic trap because mathematically it's sound, philosophically it's sound. So when they can't eliminate a deity from being in this universe, the instant that they say there's not a deity, they are making an omnipotent claim over an infinite number of universes, which then they're playing God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and that's always a funny playing God. That always sounds funny to me.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not supposed to play God. Well, how the fuck do you know, first of all? And secondly, aren't we supposed to do whatever we can do?
Right.
You know, and who's to say which, you know, you can't be God no matter what, you do, okay? You're not going to be God.
Clearly.
So there is no playing God.
Clearly,
you know?
Clearly, you did not read the chapter that says we are all children of God.
Yes, children, right, yeah.
Right, so we are children of God. That means that we have that potential. It may not manifest in this form, or we may not be able to obtain it, but we do create, we do destroy.
Yes, we do.
So we do have godlike powers. And like I mentioned to you the other night, that if you're sitting on the couch with your eyes closed and God picks you up and moves you to the chair, until you realize it, you're more powerful than God. God's done nothing.
Yeah, you did it. Right. And that is what you just explained is the actual real definition of magic.
Correct.
You get the image in your head, you know, image, root word of imagination or magic,
right,
or made,
right,
right, whatever. You know, you get the image in your head and then you manifest it in the physical realm. Boom. That's all magic really is.
And that's how I think this whole place works.
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree. And it's fundamental. It's all around us. Every act you commit, every act, you know.
Yeah, but could you imagine if you went out there saying magic is fundamental? People would just like go, "That boy's crazy."
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just looking at it. I'm not wrong. I'm just looking at it in a way that they never looked at it before. It's never been presented to them. And you know how people are about new things.
All right.
Kill it. It's new.
Right.
What is that Simpsons episode? He's bringing love. Kill it quick. You know, whatever it was. Whatever. It was Montgomery Burns sleepwalking, and he looked like a ghost. Yeah. And he was saying, "I bring you peace. Just bring you peace. Kill it." You know, whatever.
Is that where he became the ghost of future past and all that?
Well, no, he was haunting the woods. Years of working in a nuclear plant has left my skin with a healthy green glow, you know. And he took medicine that made his eyes real big and dilated, and then he had a healthy green glow in his skin, and he was out there sleepwalking at night, you know, saying, "I bring you love, I bring you peace," and they were all going to kill it, and then it turned out to be Montgomery Burns, whatever. But yes, it's bringing peace. We must kill it.
Right.
It's bringing love. Quick, destroy it, you know.
Right.
And that's just, you know, it's the whole food fight thing. Oh, what? We don't know why, but everyone else is doing it, so we're just going to join in. And humans are often like that. Or forming the lines when there is no line, just because there's more than three people there. Oh, this must be a line.
Right. And it borderlines onto the Christ image that they've all adopted being white instead of the Arab that he is.
Oh yeah, that makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And so many of, not so many, I couldn't tell you that, but I know that there are a number of people who are very white and don't believe in like mixing or anything like that. And I think love is more important than, we're just, you know, we only have the one bitty planet, man. You know, what are you, really? And to me, that does seem like fear of someone that's not your own kind. But they don't understand that they are worshiping a brown god. You know, like they're worshiping the god of brown people. It came from the land where brown people are indigenous.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I never, like the blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus makes me laugh so hard. You know, but even so, even white or not, you know, which absolutely he looks just like people from over there. Come on, Jordan. Look at the Jordanians, man. Come on.
Right.
You know, but people are afraid of the unknown, and they're certainly afraid of things that are unfamiliar, you know, or not like them, you know. And it's just kind of a sad, you know, in about 10,000 years of written histories, this is as far as we've gotten on getting along on the one planet that we have, even to the point that we're destroying it, you know, and we're not going to destroy the planet per se, although that's not out of the question either, but we'll certainly easy to wipe ourselves off of it.
And we could make it inhabitable for a long, long time.
Yes, there are areas we can't walk for another, you know, 7 to 10,000 years here.
Right.
In this country, right? Because of, well, we just got to test this because you never know when you got to blow up those people.
Right.
You know, the others, you know, they're not like us.
Right.
They're from a different place.
Right.
You know, I think it's just ridiculous to see, you know, people so devout in their Christianity, completely sidestepping the fact that Jesus would have had brown skin, and that those people are the ones that came up with. Come on, Abraham. What did Abraham look like?
Right.
Well, whatever. It looked like Saddam Hussein.
And Joel Osteen out there saying, "Well, Jesus did not say he wanted you to be poor, and wants you to thrive.
Give me your, said there will be poor always.
Give me your money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Give me your money. Give the Bible also, Jesus is said to have told, after the resurrection, told the disciples, go to the towns and preach, but if they don't receive it, then don't worry about it. Don't try to cram it down. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't stand there on the corner and evangelize hellfire and brimstone.
Right.
And yet people just absolutely bypass that. And they'll say something like, well, I'm not really a New Testament guy. I'm an Old Testament guy.
Yeah. Didn't he say then to move on to the next town?
Yeah. Brush the dust from that town off your feet and go on to the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so don't stand there and try to barrel it down people's throats. You're never going to win them over that way. And any salesman knows that, right? Any salesman knows that.
Well, the video that I was responding to, the preacher was basically saying that if you refer to me as Hank, I won't answer you. I am prophet. You need to call me prophet, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The last name is
whatever, Hank.
Whatever his last name. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, Hank.
Right, right. And he says, you wouldn't call the president Donald, would you?
Sure would.
I would too. But he was basically saying that he elevates himself above his parishioners, and the parishioners were, yes, yes. They were digging it up.
Well, people often want someone to lead them, and they don't feel comfortable without, and that's insecurities, which it's really easy to see, how many, many people in the world would be insecure,
Well, is that potentially also the Sumerian story about the Anunnaki is true, that they did come down to Earth and they did genetically modify the apes into us to be their slaves, to mine their gold, and then when they got their gold, they left us here to fend for our own?
That to me seems totally not out of the question, that it would have been something along those lines. Now, and I don't want a conspiracy theory anything, because I'm not really into that.
This is what they found in the Sumerian text, the cuneiform, those chicken scratch tablets.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the cuneiform.
Yeah, this is in those tablets, that the story of the Anunnaki was translated out of these tablets. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a historical document, unless the guy that wrote it back then was a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, and although I'm sure there were some writings that were, for pleasure, fictitious things, but usually, or the further back you go in our history as humans, the less that's likely, because it was hard. It's hard to write back then.
And the materials,
not just fiction, novellas.
Right. And the materials and the training were basically to a select few.
Yes.
So basically, you did get the bias. So you got a bias, but back then you were getting the cream off the top. Now we're getting the sludge in the bottom. We're getting the whole spectrum.
Yeah. 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 It sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Things have gone kind of crazier here than, we're in one of those, cause it's peaks and valleys. So we're kind of in a peak, violence, is kind of a thing now. And it's an obvious lack of caring is a thing now. There's no more customer service anywhere. And that's been dwindling for years anyway.
Right.
But now, like people are afraid to say much to each other. They just mind their own business, and because so many people are easily offended by things that they hear, things that they see.
Right. Right.
So anyway, things are a little bit crazy right now, I hope it doesn't last. I wish something
You may have noticed that when we were entering the Kratom store in Flagler, there was a little girl and her dad, I suppose it was her dad, that were exiting the store. I stopped specifically for her because I wanted to set the example for her that old white men can be nice and respect that she is a young lady and let her pass first and let her dad pass along. I consciously did that so she would get that message.
What, that there's still good white folks out here?
Yeah, that not all white people are bad.
I think this is a piece of
so you have bad on all spectrums of all races, and you have good on all spectrum, but we've lost the ability to communicate without bias that is already kind of pre-programmed by this social media monster that's out there that's taking away people's inhibitions and they become assholes.
Wow. Sorry, something made a really big noise out here, but I don't see any.
I hear crickets.
Well, yeah, I came outside. I heard it could be that because the walnuts are falling out of the tree right on the corner. I think one of them hit the Bailey Cemetery sign because it sounded like this. Yep, it's probably what it was.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, these walnuts still have the thick green husk on the outside.
Right. Yeah, I found one. So, I picked it up.
Oh, I don't know who that is calling. Someone from New York. I don't know anyone. Well, I know one person in New York. But
if it's important, I'll leave a message.
That's right. That's right. Or reach me through text, you know.
All right.
So that'd be fine. Oh, my yard is full of shadow now. It's nice and cool in the shade here. It's wonderful. But it's still riddled with mosquitoes out here. Anyway. Oh, me. Oh, God. Yeah, the neighbors had a flat tire yesterday, and dude pulled his wife's tire, and he pulled it out and said it was a piece of bone. So
that sucks.
Well, yeah, and it's that would have been caused by my dogs. I told him I'd buy him a new tire. That's the case. He said, "No, I'm not complaining. I just thought it was odd." I'm like, "Well, we had a flat tire too with a large hole in it. We just had plug, and on the pod, you know, and it could have very easily been bone, especially the size of the hole, you know." So, anyway, Sudie, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Good girl. Good girl. Yeah, she's just in the road. Car's coming by. I don't like that. I know, baby. I know you know what you're doing. I'd rather not have to bury you. Okay, good girl.
Well, NASA said today that in a couple days that they'll be able to have the seal replaced. And then they're going to schedule, I think they said on the 17th, they're going to schedule a full load of both tanks to make sure that the seal is holding up.
Uh-huh.
And that if that test pans out, then they're targeting the 23rd.
Well, damn it, man. Man.
And that we have a room down there on the 22nd, which means that I would have to get you on the 21st.
Well, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
To make the driving part easy. And Shay's coming up on the 30th, I think, the 30th.
Well, we would be back by that. Well, I think the launch window goes to the 29th. I sent you the graphic on, I forget, but We would be back before the 30th.
Well, I mean, I'd hate for them to push it off to the last day and us not be able to see it because I had to go home. I don't want that to happen. You know what I mean?
At that point, y'all would be captive.
She'd have to just come up here and make herself at home for a day, I guess.
Right.
You know? Right. I mean, you know, whatever. And it's real important for Shay. She needs to come home. She's having a lot of trouble with her job, and they're asinine. They're just young kids, young paralegals. Don't know what the fuck they're doing. Well, they do, but it's self-serving. You know, they've got this little girl came into the office, and the main paralegal and his main squeeze both like the girl. So like that girl has moved up in positions without having to do anything. And she hasn't even been there as long as Shay. She doesn't do nearly the amount of work that Shay does. And then they overload her and say, well, you're not getting the work done. Well, you gave me three people to help me and none of them are. You know, you got me overloaded. No one could do this amount of work. And she already has managerial skills. She's had a list of people that have no managerial skills tell her how to manage. She's managed a restaurant before. So if she can do that, she can manage some filing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, she's good at it. She's actually good at it. But she needs to get out of there, but she doesn't want to give up the money because it is pretty good money. So she's going to come up here and visit. She's taking her vacation to come up here and visit with us. So, yeah, she'll be here on the 30th, I think. Is it 30th or 31st? Is there 31 days in this month?
I don't know. I can look.
Oh, yeah, these pieces of bone.
There's 30?
Yeah, there's 30. All right, so she'll be here then. Yeah, these little bone splinters, this is what we used to make needles from back in the day. You know, from bone.
Right.
File it down. And these shells, that's what we use for razors. You use a sharpened seashell to make razors. The Egyptians liked to use that. Here, let me just, I'm just cleaning up some stuff. I'm going to come back inside now. I don't think I can do any more damage out there. Hey, Blue. Hey, buddy. What, Tom? Get up here if you want. Hold on now. Let me get... Hold on. Sorry, I'm... Blue, you're kind of on my... Come on, Tom. You want to get up there? Go ahead. Go ahead. And get up. There you go. I'm sorry, buddy. I know that's hard for you. Here, now move. Get over there. Tom, get over there. Get over there. Thank you. Poor pooches. Good boy. Oh, me. Oh, God, I've got to sharpen every blade I've got now. Every one of these. All right, look out, Blue. It's my feet. It's my stick. Blue, get up there. Get up on the bed. Come on. Okay, good boy. All right, anyway.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, every time I go out there, I get torn up by mosquitoes.
I'm surprised they don't follow you inside.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got the air on in here and fans on in here. It's a little bit tougher for them to, you know, gain purchase, but yeah. Yeah, it's still not cold enough yet. And of course, this is the time of day when I can go out this time of year because it's cooling off out there in the shade, but the damn bugs are out there and I can't do shit. You know, so. Let's see here. Oh, yes. I'm going to steal some soup. Oh, wow, that's so good. Sorry, just grabbing a bite.
It's all right.
Nothing
to be sorry about.
They're back. They're back with beer.
Did they get a saw?
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah. Look at that. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
What?
Alvis. Hey.
Hi, baby. Hell yeah, I did. I sure did. Okay, badass limb ripping saw. Now I'll have to tighten that up. Yeah, that's loose. Yeah, very loose. But yeah, I got it. Here, that one's $2. Yeah, I'll have to tighten that up, but yes, hey. Sir. Yeah.
Oh, that's no. Nice. Harry passed away.
Oh, no. Oh.
Who?
Well, I just got some bad news.
Who?
Harry, a musician that played guitar up at the flea market, and our friend Alvis that likes to bring food here. They used to play together. They would sing up at the flea market together. Well, he passed away.
Bummer.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth Day.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Was that today or yesterday that she passed away? Was it today?
Today.
Wow. Yeah, that's the end of an era there now.
Oh yeah, a long one.
She was queen for a very long time.
I think the longest they ever had.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like 70 years or something like that. She was just a kid when she got in there.
Baby, where do you want this water?
Well,
I'm just going to put it right here. She didn't really answer that. Yeah, whatever. That's a sad day, man. Harry was, he's a good guy, man.
I'll miss him.
Shit.
For sure.
Have to do a little something. You know, have a little ceremony or something.
Right, right.
Damn it.
Cried out, yeah.
Yeah, that's Alice's good friend, man.
How old was he?
Are you okay?
Here, let me.
How old was he?
How old was Harry? How old was he? I mean, he was certainly in his late 60s, early 70s, I would just imagine. You know, and he was hilarious. He was a funny guy. Yeah, damn it, man. That's terrible news. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Tom, if you come on up, buddy, if you want. Come on. Good boy, Tom. Yeah, they're all, they never left the property. They stayed right here. Sorry, David. Everything's happening at once now.
That's all right. I can get back with you. I was just touching base with you and. Yeah, it's still an iffy if I'm even going to go down there.
Yeah, hard time.
But
it'll break these and they put 5 stents in.
Wow.
Damn it.
Yance had 5 stents put in.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately what killed him is his liver shut down.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Damn.
All right. Well, let her know that tentatively that she has a room with us down there if we decide to go.
Okay.
Well, I not only hope that we can, but that if we do, that it's a successful venture this time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. And I'd really like to get that recording, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm going to keep track of it from launch to splashdown either way. You know, I want pictures of it. You know, I'd like to get the audio recording, but, you know, it is what it is. And I certainly understand. I mean, it seemed to me like, well, I don't know. I mean, it's a nice car and everything, but still, you know, you can really kind of get worn out from driving. And yes,
I agree, it's incredibly dangerous.
That's a very dangerous road.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not necessarily you, it's the other drivers, you know, and other trucks might come all the way across the road.
On the way back, the trip computer, Android Auto, basically said, there's an object in the road ahead. It didn't say how far. It didn't put a little indicator on there. It just said there's an object in the road ahead. And it took me a couple miles until coming around a corner. There's a car sitting off to the side where it had definitely hit something. And it fucked its front end up. But I didn't see anything in the road at all. And that's what triggered me. I was going, shit, on these corners? You don't have time to react. You're going to come around the corner, and there could just be a wreck there. Everybody stopped, and you're fucked.
Yes. That's why I let people go on around me. I'll hug that right lane on roads like that, you know, and just let them go on around, you know.
Down through
North
Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tunnels are.
Yeah.
That's a bad road.
That's dangerous.
We've seen a black bear hit.
Killed a black bear.
I believe it.
In that same area, like near where the tunnels are,
I may opt to go up 441, something like that, to avoid that highway.
Yeah, right. Sure, you know. Sure. I mean, it's beautiful. It really is, but it's dangerous as fuck.
Right.
I go 45 down that
road. Yeah, yeah. She does 45 down that road in the right lane. Right hand, you know, just let everybody go.
I don't
But even that,
they can be mad. I don't care.
Well, and if there is an accident, you could get caught there for hours and hours and hours.
Oh yeah, because there's nowhere else to go right there.
Yeah, you're trapped. You are trapped.
Yeah.
And there's no exits to speak of at all.
Right. Yeah. They're kind of widely dispersed through there. You know, I mean, you got a few. Silva definitely is one. I recommend the Burger King there. Do fast food.
Well, Silva's after that windy section.
Oh right. Yeah. 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 That, the really windy part.
There's really no exits.
Yeah, there's nothing. You just have to make it through the other side.
Right.
And see, I worry about the trucks coming through there, you know?
Yeah, they were crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they don't care because they're used to running up, but they do that all the time. They're always there.
I noticed they put signs up saying unmarked police cars patrolling area.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get the trucks just, you know, say it could be any car behind them that's a cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope they do, man, because they need to slow down through there, you know. Wait until you get in the open, for the wide open spaces to, you know. Well, the speed limit will go up, you know, just not in that area. So that area's dangerous. You might as well calm down there, you know. But, you know, people are not really very bright.
That's true.
So I've seen I've had a wrecker, a tow guy, tell me that he sees this all the time, that if it's bright and sunny, everybody's driving with a stick up their ass. But as soon as it rains, everybody's hauling ass.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know?
It's stupid. That's exactly the opposite of what should be happening.
Exactly.
But everybody thinks, well, I'll get through this. Nothing will happen to me. And then it does. You know? Whatever. Oh, yeah, you hear about these things, but that never happens to real people.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, do your thing. Sorry that your friend is gone.
Yeah. Harry's gone. That's sad.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And we'll just have to keep our eye open to see what happens with NASA, because they might not even get the approval from the range group to even go.
That's true. They might end up pulling it back into the VAB.
Right.
Oh, God. You know, tough call. You know, I want them to be very careful. I want it to be a success.
Right.
But I want it to happen, you know?
Right.
Well, just keep me posted. Let us know, you know, keep us posted because, you know, if I have an opportunity, you know, I can't say no.
Right. Well, they're going to do, like I said, a full fill. So if there's any other leaks, they would be able to fix it before the... Yeah.
Yeah, you need a full fill to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we know so far that the oxygen tank, the LOX tank's fine.
Correct.
But whatever. Yeah, just keep us posted. You know, you keep a closer eye on it than I do. Of course, I got a bunch of stuff to do now, but I try to go and look, kind of catch up.
All right. Well, you keep me both posted on your world, too, and we'll go from there.
All right, man.
All righty.
All right. Be good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.